It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The state's pandemic-related unemployment programs are set to end in early September. Those benefits are currently supporting more than 80,000 Coloradans. That includes a program for gig workers and the self-employed, along with extended benefits for those who have exhausted their state unemployment money. The extra $300 a week unemployment boost is also set to expire before Labor Day. In a pandemic buying binge, Coloradans have bought nearly 19 million gallons of hard liquor this year, CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
That's 2 million more gallons of spirits than the same period last year, an 11% increase, while sales of other alcohols like beer and wine haven't changed much. Ron Vaughn with Argonaut Liquors in Denver says the pandemic changed what buyers want.
They started to buy higher-end stuff, and they started to have parties at home, Manhattan parties or margarita parties, and, you know, bought higher-end ingredients.
Whiskey and bourbon continue to be among the most popular items in his store, and he thinks that's in part because distillers have excelled at marketing to millennials. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Harvest time has begun for one of Western Colorado's most famous crops. Here's CPR's Tina Sieg.
That's the sound of sweet corn, brand name Olathe Sweet, being picked by hand outside of Olathe, a tiny community best known for this crop. Gary Espinoza, driving a pickup truck with a bed full of sweet corn, owns Big E Market in Eckert. He says some of his customers have been asking about the corn for months.
They know when that truck's back in there and the mud's dripping off the truck, they know that it's sweet corn harvest time, so they know that the summer is officially here when this sweet corn truck pulls into the Big E in Eckert, so.
Olathe sweet corn can be found at markets all across the state throughout the summer. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Pueblo County leaders are considering the possibility of a zero-emission technology nuclear power plant replacing the XL energy plant. That coal plant is due to close by 2040 or sooner, and Pueblo has a goal of becoming 100% powered by renewable energy by 2035. No concrete plans have been made yet, as Pueblo's county commissioners are weighing options. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.